So, Alex, was there a lot of planning that had to go into this before you got going?
Well, we were very lucky with the Fight for Sight. Have been absolutely brilliant. It was an obvious, you know, choice for the charity, because they do such fantastic work, and all the gang at Fight for Sight got behind us, and they were fantastic. They organised, they found B&Bs for us, and so actually we just, because we're all busy people, and it's quite a difficult thing to get 2 weeks off your kids and work and wives and all the rest of it to go cycling up and down the country. So actually Fight for Sight did the lion's share of the organising for us, which was fantastic, because we concentrated on a bit of training and then of course the ride. So yeah.
John, where and when did you set out?
We started on July the 1st from Land's End, having taken the train down the previous day from London. And then it was 14 days, finishing in John O'Groats on an extremely windy, wet July the 14th at about 8:40 in the evening after having done 108 miles on that last day.
Was it quite exhausting then for you?
It was. I mean, we found the first 2 days extremely tough, partly because it rained very heavily on the first day, but also, as a lot of people you find out afterwards when you speak to them who've done the same journey, Cornwall and Devon seem to be the worst, because the hills are not necessarily large, but they are the steepest. And then the last day, when we did 108 miles, was into a sort of 50, 60 mile an hour gusting headwind, which wasn't much fun. And
no.
I have to say, if it hadn't been for my two friends, I don't think I'd have made it to the end.
It was funny, wasn't it, John? Because they'd by the time we got to John O'Groats, they'd closed it. They'd taken down the sign and closed it. We arrived there, it was dark, and there was no... We wanted a photo by the sign. It was rather a letdown, wasn't it?
What was that the best bit, the finish?
Well, I actually found I really got into it, and I found it quite difficult stopping cycling. It was like life's simple when all you've got to do is worry about is hills, rain, and wind. It's all very straightforward. And sort of coming back to work and the kids and all the rest of it has actually proved more of a problem. I think I could have just carried on. If we hadn't run out of country, I would have been happy to have carried on. I think John was quite happy to get on that plane, wasn't he?
John, did you have a target to raise?
We did. I mean, we were over-ambitious, but we always like aiming high. So we were hoping to get near to 50,000, and we're probably going to end up with maybe 20,000, maybe 25,000. We're currently at about 17,000, 18,000 with a number of other pledges. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty pleased with that, and people have been just immensely generous, and it's quite heartwarming to see, you know, some of the donations that have come in from people.
Are you still collecting at the moment then?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We'll keep the website up and running, which can be got through the Fight for Sight website, which is www.fightforsight, which is all one word, .org.uk. And the Just Giving site, I think, remains for a couple of months.
Fantastic. Have you got the address for Just Giving, Alex? Do you know that one?
The Just Giving address, you can Google Just Giving. John might have Just Giving. Is that www.justgiving.org.uk, John? I'm not sure.
We'll find it.
The iCycle website will continue to be interesting if anyone's interested in our journey, because we have yet to write up fully the story of the journey. And I've made a little film which I'll be posting up there with some of the funny moments with Lloyd doing funny things, but there's going to be plenty more interest on the website.
Fantastic.
If anyone's interested in checking it out,
would you both do it again?
long pause.
Something different next time. It was a real you know, life changing a fantastic thing to do, but I think there are other things. London, I'm certainly going to do more cycling. I think we're going to keep the website going and keep raising money for this charity, because they're such a great charity. So I dare say we'll be doing other things, won't we, John? London to Paris or coast to coast or something
indeed,
like that.
Indeed, and we've even talked about maybe making this an annual event, but just for a day thing in aid of Fight for Sight, so that once a year we can get more and more people, maybe and we'd work out a really nice trip from somewhere in London, maybe the London Eye, starting there, because it's topical, and see whether we can get that to take off. But we need to think a bit more about that.
Yeah. Well, guys, it sounds if you had a